Welcome to another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. We're recording on Sunday, December 7th, and I haven't looked outside yet, but I am assuming that it is fucking...
It's actually supposed to be in the 30s today, so...
It's in the 30s? It's not as cold as it was on, like, Tuesday, 9 degrees, or Wednesday, whenever the hell that was.
We're having a heat wave.
Right above freezing.
Everything's going to start melting, and then it'll freeze again, and it'll get nice and icy. It'll be fun. Welcome to Ohio.
I'm already having trouble getting from my porch to the car.
Yeah. Yep.
We're here with the regular group. We haven't done intros in a while, so we have Kathy.
Good morning.
Yay, Kathy.
We have Jen.
Hello.
Yay,
we have Mike.
Oh, wait, are you throwing
He's
us
not
off?
Here right now.
Oh, no, boo, Mike.
Here. We have Steven.
Yo, yo, yo.
Ah, Steven.
And best of all, we have Suzanne.
Yay, it's me, guys. I'm here.
Boo. You get boo.
Oh, okay. I'll mute myself. Hold up. We forgot the most important person.
It's Bart.
It's Bart. On you. The man in charge.
Yeah. Without whom the podcast would not exist.
Nope. That is absolutely true.
He's the glue. Holds us all together.
He is the glue. Yeah. He's the wrangler of the cats.
Yes.
That's the reason the podcast doesn't happen most of the time.
We have been regular for how many years now? Is it six years?
We try.
We're going on 6 years. Oh my God.
Is that true? Like that is probably true.
Oh, yeah. That's a long one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Has it been 6 years?
In podcast years, it's like decades.
It's like a decade.
Is it?
Yeah. We're very unusual. Nobody does podcast. Nobody. Nobody has a podcast.
Oh God.
Nobody does as high quality a podcast as we do.
Nitty-gritty
details
we can compete
of Cuyahoga Falls.
And in Cuyahoga Falls.
Be sure to check out our website. Don't have very much popping up, but if you're looking for something to do, the calendar of events is up and it's pretty
sell cool. It, Bart, sell it.
Somebody's had their coffee.
Woo. She got her personality.
I'm making up for Suzanne's personality.
I haven't finished my coffee yet, so my personality will show up later.
If you're interested in writing for us, if you're interested in sending us comments, if you have an idea of somebody we should interview, because we should do that.
We're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. See, you guys have your caffeine. I haven't had anything, and I'm so. You know, I'm having one of you make up for that.
Okay.
We can pause it for a second while you run and get a cup of coffee and unpause it and start over if you want.
I don't have anything here.
We need to like Uber Eats some coffee for him.
The podcast will be over.
Uber Eats my man some coffee.
Yeah. So if you'd like to donate to Bart's coffee,
that's your Venmo, Bart.
Buy Bart a cup of coffee.
Well, it's coming up on the time where it's help Bart figure out how he's going to pay taxes.
Oh, Lord. Amen.
Or month. Or year.
I've been looking around and seeing how many... What can I sell? Yeah. I already have a fan that's still in its original box. And it's like, it's winter. I don't know if anybody's going to buy this.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy.
But anyway, if you're interested in any of that... you can email us at
fallsfreepress@gmail.com.
You can also get a hold of us on Facebook.
Yes.
And you can also review us on one of our podcasters.
5 stars.
So, before we jump into the round table, how's everybody been?
Cold. Good.
Cold.
Behind on Christmas shopping. I was trying to get an early start. This summer I bought a couple gifts for my kids, and then I just promptly stopped buying things for people.
I can't do it. My brain just does not. I think about it, you know. I start thinking about like in September, October. Look, I am going to get ahead of the game, but it's just not how my brain works.
I think I'm done. However, one of the items I ordered, I found out a day later, was coming from China.
Oh no!
Oh, cancel. Fingers crossed it will come in time,
or it'll cost you 5 times as much when it gets there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm really hoping it comes because I had it sent to work, and my luck, it'll come on Christmas.
Probably.
Are you working Christmas Eve?
No, they're closed.
Oh, I
ordered a brand new set of bellows, handmade from China. Was a couple weeks ago, and and I thought I was going to get hit with a big, huge bill, but no, it cost what it cost.
Well, that's it. Yeah. That's why I didn't know real life it was coming from China.
Yeah, I had some smaller things I got too. It's just, you know, sometimes you track it and you just never know what's a scam and not a scam, depending on where you get it from. And then sometimes tracking it is like impossible. It'll just tell you, you know, it's in China at the destination.
What does that mean?
Yeah. And it'll be like, going to next destination, the next one's another place in China.
Yeah, but then it just shows up one day and you're like, I didn't even know it was supposed to be coming.
Yeah, and sometimes it shows up, but you don't know how long it's going to be.
Nope. So Mike and I tried a new restaurant yesterday.
Yes.
What was it called? It was called
Spicy Chopsticks.
Spicy Chopsticks on, was it Chestnut?
Did you eat in?
Yeah, we ate in.
That was the old
Jimmy's
Cafe. And then
it was Chowder
House.
Chowder House.
Yeah,
it has all the art still. I'm assuming the art was there. I actually never went in there before.
Well, we
all that art everywhere.
We used to be regulars there back when it was Jimmy's Cafe. And Chowder House for a little bit, too.
I felt like it was your guys' vibe. Like, we were in there. We're like, Steve.
Very
and
cool.
Like
it. I'm glad they kept some of it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it looks really cool. The food, amazing.
Food's awesome.
What'd you guys get?
We ate a lot. We tried one of the appetizer samplers that had like the crab rangoon. It had, what all did it have? It had the
crab rangoon, crab cake, an egg roll, two spring rolls. Two shrimp or like deep fried.
Tempura shrimp.
It was, everything was really good.
It was so good. We thought we were going to bring stuff home. We're like, oh, we'll just get a bunch of stuff because we want to try it. We'll bring it home.
We did not bring it home.
It was so good.
We got carry out from them last week.
Yeah, we did.
Ooh, for the first time. Yeah, I didn't know if they had an eat-in. So we're like, we can do carry out. I called them and asked about sesame allergies because you can never tell.
We were going to ask them. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, okay. Yeah, we'll wash the things. Just write no sesame.
They prepared my food separately. They cleaned the grill and everything. Then they
I placed the order and documented it on the online stuff. And then she called me. She goes, we're going to add 5 minutes onto your how long it'll take to prepare the food because the chef has to wash the stove.
If they're willing to scrub the grill.
I'm
on it. That's great.
That's what we were wondering. This is a really cool vibe. Think it would be something that you guys would like. Yeah. And then we're worried about the sesame. Yeah. But the owner was there. We were the only ones that were eating in. Okay. So we had the place to ourselves, and she was the owner, and she was talking to us, and she was just very friendly. And
We'll go dine in.
You do have to order. Yeah, they have a little QR code, and you know, you order online for takeout, and you can eat there.
Okay, so like, you don't go in like and place an order, and they don't serve.
Yeah, I mean, you could. She said you could, but you know, they have a couple of little tables around the place. I mean, you probably saw. You know, and you could just scan an order right there.
That's interesting. Okay. That's interesting. That's they're not set up for that.
Yeah. I mean,
you'd need more staff.
Well, probably. And I think she said at some point they were going to get to that. You know, but right now they're just trying to establish.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll start spreading the word too.
Oh, it's very good.
They were really accommodating.
She was so nice and just. I mean.
Yeah.
Check it out.
What was the name of that little Thai carryout place? But also they had dine in on near Five Corners. She had Hawaiian fusion. And then what was the name of that business? We ate there so many times and I forgot.
Gosh, I don't remember.
I don't know. She's gone out here a lot too.
Yeah, she already left the state.
So yeah, she's back.
She went back to Hawaii where she was from.
Yeah. What was the name of her business? I forget.
I'm not gonna be able to blast out
spicy chopsticks. Yeah. And
I would, you know, I think the problem too is the location is kind of it's not around Front Street. Prominent. It's not around around Chapel Hill. So
we just tucked away there.
I'm like, but check it out. We weren't sure whether or not we were gonna eat in or take out. We just wanted to try it out. We were gonna try it there. We just walked in there and she was just very friendly. And we saw the table sitting around. We weren't sure if they were going to have tables, what the vibe was going to be. And it was just how friendly she was and just very accommodating. And have a seat anywhere. And we're just like, all right, we just awesome. Ate there, and it was just really fun, and the food was good. And like I said, we thought for sure we were just going to bring it home because we went out.
We had hibachi, and we did. We could only eat half.
Yeah, it was a lot.
At home. It was a lot, so
that's what we typically. Yeah,
I asked for it like maximum hot, and it was hot as fuck.
Yeah,
I was gonna say I got the medium hot, or whatever. It was. And I was like, holy shit, this is a good amount of heat.
They do stuff without spice too. So if you don't like the hot, you can get things without. Because I got the burrito thing with it was a Japanese Mexican kind of twist, which we discovered. What is that place in Cancun? Or Maslin, or what is that place we go to?
Hibachi Mexican Grill in Maslin.
Yeah.
It is so good. It's just this combination of Mexican and Japanese flair, and it has this interesting sweetness to it that I think it might be, I don't know if it's
brown. I think it's cinnamon. I think it's cinnamon and cumin and stuff. I mean,
it is so good. All this
stuff has a different flavor to it, but it's very well blended. So it's just very subtle, but it's addictingly good. You know, it's like you can't stop eating it.
And this is what that place kind of reminded me of when I got the burrito. I got that kind of taste to it, and you're like, oh, yes. And their vegetables are good and just feel really fresh and crisp when they're, like, doing it in the,
We pass it all the time. So for us, it's like almost in our neighborhood. Because when we go home, we're always passing it.
It's in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That's what we were thinking. Far, right? Like that it's right around your guys' area. And oh, yeah, maybe we should all go together. I had fun. Cool. I love the art. And I just love that they kept it. And I don't know. Does anybody know who did the art in there?
Jimmy did.
Who's the original owner?
Yeah, the original owner of the original building. It used to be like a regular building. And then he owned it. Mm-hmm. He was his restaurant, and he did all that art himself, him and his spouse, or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. And then throughout, Chowder House kind of kept it the same. And then this place, I saw from the pictures online, he did change some of it, but most of it looked like it was original.
Well, that's what... Yeah,
she was saying that the owner asked that they keep, most of the artwork keep some of the artwork.
Yeah.
And she did, she covered up some things and added to and... did some stuff, but they really didn't like paint over the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So it just they kind of covered it with the fake ivy and stuff.
They had cool like tables that were all uniquely handcrafted tables.
They used back to, in the day. I don't know if they're still there.
Yeah, but
they used to have those.
Yeah,
it's a really cool place. So yeah, definitely check it out if you're looking for some place new. Highly recommend it. I'm sure if we're going to go back.
I would. I just crushed the appetizer platter myself. It's good.
It was really good.
Oh, Steve will give a shout out.
We went to Tim's. I discovered their hot pepper pizza, and it's fucking amazing.
Stuffed
hot pepper pizza. If you like stuffed hot peppers, it's stuff's killer.
Well, okay, explain. Really? Like, do they have actual hot stuffed hot peppers?
Stuffed hot peppers are on the pizza.
Stuffed hot pepper with sausage.
The cheese.
Yeah.
Under the cheese,
and they put the big huge stuff. It's like gigantic pepper. And then they stuff with sausage, and then they put a bunch of cheese and sauce on it, and then they bake it.
It's actually really good.
Oh, that sounds really good.
It is good. It's got a little zip.
Yeah, I like Tim's. They have good lasagna. To me, you go to some place that serves Italian. That's pasta and lasagna. I gotta try the basics a couple of times before I make
their stuff. I think all their stuff is handmade.
Their lasagna is pretty good.
Yeah, they're a scratch kitchen.
And they're. I had it like a deluxe pizza. I thought it was okay, but this stuffed pepper pizza is.
That sounds good. You need to clear out your sinuses
and everything else.
No, it's not that hot.
Okay.
Not like the super hot stuff at Spicy Noodles. That was fucking hot. this is white boy hot,
I couldn't imagine.
Gabe got a pho bowl at Spicy Noodle. He had three different meals.
It was so big.
It was so huge. So much broth and filling, noodles and veg. He had three different meals.
We could have easily fed all three of it.
Wow.
It was nuts. All right. Enough about food.
I know. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
No, I haven't had anything for tasty. I have been mostly, over the last week, I have been doing Christmas Legos.
Okay.
All right.
And,
building the puzzles?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
But I ordered... I placed an order, first time ever, Temu, and it came from the United States.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they have local warehouses that I will. That's the only. I'm sorry, I'm a Temu person. I know that I am. I'm an evil person, but I love it. But yeah, I do the local. I don't buy stuff a lot of time.
Do you have to specify where you're buying from in the app or something?
Yeah, you can say it's a local warehouse, or if it's from Temu, and then you just get it from local. So sorry, Bart, I don't mean to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that either. But I still got it. I'll take a picture and send it to you guys because it's too big to show on the camera. But I got this giant, it seems pretty giant actually. Essentially, it looks like a painting of a Christmas tree in the snow, and it's on an easel, but it's all Lego.
That's so
cool. Oh, okay.
Or as, what's the brand? Oh, it doesn't have a brand.
Okay.
No, yeah, that's
the knockoff Legos.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Temu knockoff Legos?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
A fraction of the cost of what Legos would cost?
Exactly. I think I paid $15 total for the order.
I haven't bought Legos in so long, like 25
Legos
years.
Are so expensive. Here,
and you know, in particular, vintage Legos are some of that shit. Some of the little individual bricks are worth like hundreds of dollars for a brick.
Crazy. Okay.
Well, that's it. This $15 order for two sets would have probably been a good couple $100 if it was real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. All right. Well,
have you seen that Lego has added barium to their plastic mix now?
Barium?
Not what?
They've added, I think it's barium, to their all the bricks and all the plastics that they're making. So now if a child swallows the brick,
that can be traced.
It'll show up on images.
Okay. Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Oh,
yeah.
I just talked
about that a little bit ago. I was like,
my God,
that was kind of cool, you know?
Huh.
But at the same time as I ordered these, while I was the day before I was waiting for it to deliver, I found on the marketplace somebody was selling other knockoff Lego. I believe the brand is that is Sarikul.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Right. Uh-huh.
But they were like Christmas ones, and then I made this.
Aww. Oh, that's so cute.
And so it came like with a pack of with like four different characters, and I was like, yeah. I gave them $10 for it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Ooh, nice.
And it was like, so now I'm procrastinating putting the Christmas tree up by doing all these.
Oh, I see what the deal is.
Yeah.
But I've been sitting here, you know, doing Legos and watching Christmas specials.
Nothing wrong with that.
We have not put up anything Christmas yet.
No, we haven't.
We haven't either.
We can get my dad's tree up. We just take it up from the basement and brush the dust off of it and plug it in.
There you go. Done and done.
Yeah, and it's a little tiny, like 3 footer.
Yeah, it's real skinny. Perfect. It's like a large base, and it's not very tall, and it's got pretty lights on.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
We'll do that Christmas tree. Boom.
Yep, done. Oh, can fit like 3 ornaments on it.
I have a little Tano tabletop, like cheesy plastic one that has fiber optics in it, and it spins around.
Merry Christmas. Yep, there you go.
It's actually cute.
It goes on our kitchen table.
It's actually cute. Yeah. It's better than nothing.
I guess.
We just haven't been feeling decorating.
No.
I think that this is...
The world's on fire, man.
The world's on fire, and both of my kids are not around.
Yeah.
This is, I think, the first time. Yeah. Like last year, at least, I had my daughter come home for Thanksgiving, I think my girl one.
Yeah.
And she was there to kind of help out. But this year, you know, the kids are just out there...
Adulting,
yep. And things have changed, and I don't know. It's just
the
difficult.
Two of us. Just the two of us. Every time.
Oh, and we have so many projects that we're doing in the house.
The elevator. You
know? It's like we'd just rather work on the projects and do things like that. And I don't know. Mike saw that at Costco. I think it had like a live little Christmas tree you could put on the
tabletop. Live tree, it's like $20.
I said, let's just get that.
3 or 4 feet.
Yeah,
all nice and
I don't know. Maybe we'll get it up if we. I don't know.
No judgment here, because I'm just like, I'm enjoying when I walk the dogs. I'm enjoying all the lights that are up.
We have permanent lights on our porch that kind of look like Christmas lights.
You can set them red and green.
Yes,
it's lame.
And I can mix all the bulbs up. I have LGBTQ colors in order, perfectly in order.
Well, there you go.
But I can unscrew the bulbs and mix them up and make them look like Christmas if I want. Easily.
Not really.
Yeah, they would be all different colors. It sure would.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, kudos for the people that are out there doing it.
Yep, I do enjoy it on my doggy
walk. I do enjoy it, yep.
Yeah.
we'll jump into the round table. I know several of you guys went to the high school, new high school walkthrough yesterday.
We did, Cassie. Yeah,
tell us about that.
Cassie, go ahead. What was your impression?
Oh, I liked it. I got there. It was already started, and I came in the middle school entrance. So I was like stuck in that little hallway till they were done talking, you know, all the speakers were done. So it got a little warm, but yeah, it was amazing. I liked all of it.
It was. We came late, so we didn't hear any of the presentation or the talking, but we could not believe how many people were there. We had a park on the street.
Yeah.
And, you know, we walked around and it was just, I really thought it was great. It was well done. I mean, the color schemes that they were doing for each section was just a soothing color. It seemed very durable. Like the flooring seemed like it was something that they could keep up with. I liked all their little spaces that they had for different areas. And we saw was it the auditorium?
Auditorium.
Oh my gosh. Gorgeous.
Yeah. And did you see the black box one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was
very nice too.
I mean, and they had three gyms, which I didn't.
Yeah, the middle school and then the small like practice gym and then
auxiliary gym and then main gym.
High school gym. Yeah. And then planetarium. We saw the planetarium. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that too.
The wood shop. I actually like it looks like a really nice wood shop.
I didn't see the wood shop.
They had
glad they got to keep that because remember for a while they were talking about might have to cut all that stuff.
Yeah, they had that. The arts and crafts, they had two very nice kilns.
Oh,
yeah.
We were like, oh, my gosh, we
want to
go back to school.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, can I use the kiln?
Where was that at in the building?
I don't know. We got lost several times, so I don't know where we were.
I think it was over by, like, the auditorium, over, like, on the Portage Trail and side. Mm-hmm. Or trying to remember. We came from the auditorium and I went down like a hallway. So it was like on the outer, like Portage Trail side, but more towards the high school section, not the middle school section. But I can't remember exactly.
I remember
looking over the courtyard, you know, we were passing through the courtyard on the I guess it would have been the south side of the building and then came around the corner and then.
Yeah, I missed that one.
The arts stuff. Yeah.
It was really cool. I mean, it was impressive. I like they had nice wide, hallways. So I think that that's going to help with the traffic flow. And like I said, the colors were just very soothing colors. They had different colors for each like area of the building. And I liked the
surveillance they had, you know, all the technology. It was very, yes, the cameras were visible, but not like in your face. You know, it's like you'd go down the hallways, you'd see, you know, access point camera, you know, like a forward, backward, you know, two lens camera and then like another access point. I mean, it's like every couple feet, you know, so there's plenty of coverage, but it's like it was tucked up very nicely against the ceiling. So it wasn't just like, boom, here's a giant camera staring at you all day, you know,
more subtle.
Yeah. I mean, it was very nice, you know, and like the design layout and everything. I mean, me being weird that I am, you know, looking at a couple of the courtyards and stuff, I'm like the one courtyard, I'm like, in case of something very catastrophic, you know, you could put a bunch of people there, you know, if need be, you know, and there's very limited access in and out, you know, it's like they kind of designed it. I hate to say fortress like, because I mean, I saw some people sitting there commenting, well, you know, steel studs and drywall, it's not going to last. It's like, yes and no, because majority of the exterior of the building and all those things were concrete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of your steel studs and drywall was just the interior stuff that, you know, it's going to need upkeep and whatnot, but what building doesn't, you know?
Oh yeah. I mean, you're having that many kids coming in and out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But overall, Mike, I think it was a fairly well-designed complex, well-built, you know, it felt comfortable. I mean, we were walking around and even with the amount of people that were in there, like in the main,
right. Yeah. Was
at the lower level and then that upper balcony. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were a lot of people talking and, you know, a lot of hustle and bustle and it's a live environment, but it wasn't loud.
Right. You know? Now that you mentioned that, I didn't think about that. There was a lot of people there, but yet I saw Leslie and we were like sitting down talking with tons of people around and really didn't have a problem hearing each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And even like that, like on that lower level, like, I don't know if you saw Kathy where they had like those little, like booths with like the wood on top of them and stuff. They had like these little areas, like
I love
a lot
that.
Of little, like a lot study of little areas. Spots.
Yeah,
which was really cool, you know. And then mm-hmm. even like on the middle school side, they had like a bunch of those, like the little hives and like little this, where it's, you know, just these little spaces where you could go and chill out and brainstorm ideas and whatnot. I think it was just really well done.
Mm-hmm. I think that they were saying that they were planning it too, if something happened like COVID, be able to kind of spread mm-hmm. out, to kind of have that yeah. kind of access, that if something like that happens again, they would have places they could still, you know, have yeah. classes, keeping people spread out. Like they put a lot of thought into this, and it was a really nice building. I mean, like literally I was like, I want to go back to school. Everything that they had yeah. that, what was it? The little theater thing, what is it called? The Black Box?
Black Box. Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is so cool. I didn't know you guys had something like that already in Cuyahoga mm-hmm. Falls High School. I mean, I didn't yeah. go to the, you know, I went to a
school. Oh, yeah. I mean, you've never seen the old high school. The old high school probably will remind you. I mean, I want to do
well,
that.
I've been in it a couple times. Like I went to the library and the gym for certain things, but no, I've never been.
Yeah, but you haven't been in the school. Yeah, mm-mm, yeah, I mean,
nope.
So, I mean.
So, yeah. In my school, when I went to high school, had nothing like this. I was so impressed. Yeah, and even like
the handicapped accessibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, lots of it, you know, which was very nice. Even like besides the, you know, little platform lifts and whatnot, the ramps, mm-hmm. you know, that were
just
two levels, two levels,
three levels,
three stories. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actually, well, technically, I guess it would be four because the lower level was built in where, like, I think it was. Would that been where the sledding hill used to be or whatever? So it's like, cause like we came in on the 13th
right.
Street side,
just lower level,
walked in, and then there's a lower level down below that.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then there's still, you know, so we came in on like on the ground floor and there was what, two more levels above that. Yeah. And then you had yeah. that lower level, which kind of also does walk out onto track football field area. Yeah. Oh, and there's a overlook on that too.
Yeah. Did you see the overlook?
We didn't see that. Yeah. They had like an overlook with like, picnic tables almost.
That's yeah. cool.
You know, they had like tables and stuff so you could actually overlook the field and all nice. That. I was like, yeah. that's kind of cool. And mm-hmm, wanted to yeah. see the press box, but you know, we couldn't get up there, you know, because I know
we were there for probably an hour and we were getting the whole like, okay, the building's closing, get out. So we couldn't explore, but we yeah. were there for an hour exploring the place and we could have probably been there for another hour. Oh, just yeah. looking easily. At things. I'm like, easily. This is amazing. So
that's awesome. That's really
kudos exciting. To them. Yeah. It's very exciting for Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah, I came in through the lower level in that middle school.
The middle school side.
So, yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Then you had that cosmetology down on that.
We did not. We didn't get to that. Was it nice?
Yeah.
That's so cool. But, I mean, just a lot of things that, you know, can engage children to learn, kids to learn different things that they can do. I think it's amazing. Coming from a very small town that doesn't have any stuff like anything like that, I was impressed. I mean, my daughters went to Stowe and they had some of the stuff like that that was available to them, but I don't know. I think hopefully it'll get kids excited to learn, try new things, do different things. It's just a really good environment. I felt
it was very nice.
I know we had that parking, I think, was probably the biggest issue.
Yeah.
But once Bullock's demoed, I think, I don't know if all that's going to be parking. I would assume, you know.
I would assume they're going to have to barely make all that parking because it was pretty busy with that many people in and out. You just need a little more parking.
When is Bullock going down? Do we know?
I think it's supposed to start in January, isn't it? Because middle school is transitioning over to there in January.
Okay.
Yeah. Get everything. High school's not. Have the scrappers come in there, salvage everything, and doze it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. High school's not going in.
Or no, were they waiting until next year for high school?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I thought everybody was starting in January.
Possible. Yeah. Because I know, like, the high school farewell tour is like in January something.
Yeah.
And I think Roberts is also in January. Both of those they're doing a walkthrough, you know, a farewell tour kind of thing.
Yeah, Mike said I'll do that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I'll do it, you know. And
what about the band room? We checked that out.
Band room was different. Yeah, that
was weird.
I'm used to the old band room at the old, you know, high school where, you know, we had the risers, you know, and everything.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I will admit the practice rooms are much better at the new school versus the old ones. I remember those were just little closets, basically, you know, very, very loud. But yeah, the band room was just a bunch of chairs, all flat, you know. It was kind of cool that they had the, how they had the instrument storage there. You know, you could lock up your instruments.
Lock up your instruments. Yeah. I like that. So you don't have to carry it around everywhere.
Yeah. Which was kind of cool.
Nice. Yep.
But, what else, I'm trying to remember what else I thought was kind of cool about it. Like I said, you know, I mean, you, noticed that like on the backside of the stage for the main auditorium, it was the same level as the regular floor, which I'm trying to remember at the old, you made a comment that you thought the stage was big. I'm like, I think the stage at the old high school was much bigger, but you've never been in it, so but I mean, granted, this was 30 plus years ago.
Yeah,
I know the auditorium is smaller, but I think it's done better. You know,
yeah, it looks amazing.
Oh, it's beautiful. I like how they had it was that hallway that went. You could just open up those doors and go right to the stage.
Yeah, so yeah, it's boom, it was right there.
It was right there. I mean, you could have the people that are waiting to get on stage back there. There was a restroom right there. I mean, it was like just it made sense because before, like, you go on the stage and you have to kind of go up this little hallway, or you know, at least I don't know places that I have been where it hasn't been as convenient. This one, it looks like you open the door, it's like right there onto the stage. And it's just, I don't know. I thought the stage was great. I don't know. I'm not used to larger schools, like, I guess, but
yeah, the lighting backstage was nice too. You know,
it was really nice. Really cool. Very, very impressive. I liked it.
Just didn't seem to be a lot of space on the wings, but like I said, I'm going through a 30-year memory trying to remember what the old stage was like.
I'm pretty familiar with that, the old auditorium, because we've seen so many concerts in there because all our kids.
And
that choir was concerts and plays and it's the old one was definitely bigger. There's an extra row of seats, and then another couple extra row seats in the back, and it just it held more people. But as far as the width of the stage, I can't really gauge it unless I see it. It looks like it's smaller. Yeah, like, the auditorium's smaller, and it's proportionate to the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
The
and that's what I mean. Yeah, overall, proportionally,
the old one overall is much. And you know, when they had a full band concert, they would fill the entire stage on the old place.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, look at this one. I'm like, this doesn't seem.
I it might have been come down to a budget thing. So you know,
it seemed very like it seemed deep though too. Like if you're talking about having to put like the. For the band concerts and stuff.
I mean, I haven't seen the new one, but the old one was pretty fucking deep too.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, that's why I kind of want to do the walkthrough and let you get the idea. I'm like, you'll see what I'm talking about. Cause
I'm sure it's state of the art and it's amazing. And it's probably way better.
It is. It is absolutely awesome. But I'm like, it's just weird. It's like stepping out and going, this is kind of small, you know, but I'm used to the old, you know, auditorium. Cause played many concerts, done many of things over there, you know. Hell, even the one Musical Horizons we did, I remember the trumpet section, we all jumped off stage and ran out all the way to the back, the very upper back row to do like we were doing a Hey Jude, you know, it was a Beatles theme thing. Mm-hmm. And we were playing all the way up there. I'm like, and trying to get back from there back to the stage was not fun. Mm. I mean, like you're running and it took you time to get there, but.
Well, I'm excited. I think that it's going to be a really nice thing. I really like how they have the fire station right there. And now they have the little children's section, the pediatric thing. I mean, it just makes sense. It's kind of like a campus area now. In case if there's an emergency or somebody gets hurt, it's like everything is right there now. And I don't know. I'm excited. I think it was good. It's good for our community. We need a good school. You know, we need, you know, something to drive young families to come in here.
There's one thing I didn't think about. Where's the library?
Oh, we didn't see the library.
I know they have like a digital media center somewhere, and I forget where it is, but
I'm sure we just didn't see it.
Library.
Yeah, because they were limited. They didn't show everything.
Yeah, because if I remember right, like on the initial plans, it was supposed to be like there's that little wing, like kind of where the cafeteria was, where it's between middle and high school sides, so both sides can access it, but I don't remember. Yeah, I think it was like the digital media study area or something like that. I don't think they called it the library anymore, but I don't remember.
Huge new, but they did a good job. Good job.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yay, gentrification. Our houses will be worth more.
Well, there's the rub there, but.
I'm just teasing.
The kind of walls have been gentrified since it was built.
Yes.
Yeah. We are a suburb, so that's what we.
So this Monday is the final meeting of the city council to discuss the 2026 city budget. They're bringing it out to full council. They've discussed it for like the last 4 weeks, every little piece. Mm. But one of the big things we talked about, the solar array at the dump last episode. Mm-hmm. And I have more information about it.
Ooh, yay. Mm.
So the landfill encompasses 77 acres and it's right by the First Energy feeder. So it's going straight in.
Okay.
There's over 300 type installations in the country, and this one will be 58 football fields.
Holy moly.
It's the largest in the country.
It'll be the largest in the country. Yep.
Yeah. We're going to have the largest in the country?
In a landfill.
Oh, I was going to say, what? Repurpose. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because they can't do anything with land. The land, they can't develop it.
Yeah.
It just sits there as a field.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now they put, make it useful.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were talking about. That like makes sense, right? Last time we were talking about this. Why not?
If you can't, and nothing goes underground. Everything sits on of it. Yep. So they're not disturbing anything.
Yeah, the cap. They can't disturb the cap.
Mm-hmm. No,
Jennifer and I attended that meeting.
Bart has more information.
He does, but we were there.
It did pass unanimously. So that happened last week. But I guess we can do this because we have the municipal utilities, unlike Akron. So that's why it's closer to Akron, and they had to make that deal. But they can't do that because they don't have the electric system set up like we do.
Interesting. Okay.
So they need First Energy, and First Energy needs to make a profit. And since our municipal power is nonprofit.
They don't bill us extra to make money. They just bill us what the costs are what other capital infrastructure that they have to upgrade. But
It's pretty tightly controlled. We also went to that budget meeting too, and they talked about touched on it then. And the city council talked about different budgeting and how it all worked. And I wish more people would attend these meetings than they wouldn't bitch and complain about how
things are
budgeted. They would fucking understand. Yeah. There's only one way to do it.
They could ask questions. They could ask questions too.
And instead of
they just guess. They just make up things.
They blame the easy boogeyman instead of actually doing the hard work and trying to understand it.
Right. They just assume the worst.
Yeah.
And the people that live in the same town they do. Why would?
And then they assume that now there's all these kickbacks to this company, right, for the solar array, and that's the only reason they got the bid is because they're going to pay the mayor all these secret bribes to get it. I'm just like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
The mayor must be rolling in dough with all these secret bribes.
Their mind is must be chaos, just coming up with all these conspiracy theories. Just because it makes sense doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a second. This is something really good that's going to happen. Let's see how we can destroy it and make it evil.
Let's expect the worst to be crazy.
Well, change for them, some people, is scary. And this is how they respond emotionally to change.
Sure.
And the responses they have are classic emotional responses.
Yeah.
They're not rational. They don't make sense. That's why facts don't fucking matter.
Facts over feelings. Until you try to start doing facts and you're like, I don't like your facts. You get your facts from a different source than I get my facts. Like, what? What? I don't even know what's happening right now.
They're made up and they're better than yours.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Everybody's evil except the person I like. Everybody else. Sorry.
Well, that was like, did any of you guys go down to the tree lighting ceremony?
No. We missed it. No, I'm so mad.
We've had to shoot a little shoot a birthday party, so no.
Oh, we got into something and completely forgot to go.
Oh, I heard the drone show was really cool.
Yeah. It
was beautiful.
I would have loved to have photographed that.
That would have been amazing.
It would have been interesting, and I would have enjoyed it. And I'm sad I heard. I shot a friend's birthday party as a favor.
Yeah. And, fine. Yeah.
And I agreed to it a while ago, so.
You gotta do what you gotta do. I know we were gonna go. We talked about it, and then we're just like, "Oh crap!" So, what was it like?
I enjoy this actually kind of much more. It's dog friendly. The dogs aren't barking at the fireworks.
And our veterans, people that have PTSD.
Exactly, it's environmentally friendly.
Yes,
you don't have all the firework. Laying all over the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mayor Don Walters, for that. He shipped in and made sure that we had that, and it not really set, like, music was playing, but it wasn't necessarily set to music. Mm-hmm. But I love they had a guy on top of the parking deck there on that side of Portage, and, you know, he set them off from there, and it was interesting just to see how they moved around and changed color to, you know, mimic the design.
You were able to see the person that was doing it? You're watching them, actually, the one who was controlling the...
Well, you could see somebody was on top of the parking deck.
Oh, okay.
And then you saw, you know, the drones lift off. They lifted off in, like, rows. And they all had, you know, different colors for each row. Mm. And so then they went into formation. And at the end, they formed back into those rows. And so that way the tech could monitor and make sure they were all coming back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they sort of just, they once they formed the rows again, they just descended onto the parking deck, you know, back to where they started.
That is so cool. How many do you think how many drones did you think they had?
That's a good question.
Because, do we know who did it? Do we know what company or what person? Do we have that information?
That, like, if it's snowing or windy, they can't fly. But I don't know. Sure. What's the deal with fireworks? Is it kind of similar with fireworks?
Yeah, I would think so.
Leeway
with fireworks? I don't know. Maybe more leeway because it's the force that's coming at, you know, with the fireworks. But, I mean, it could be dangerous if it blows over or something like that. Right. And, you know.
But yeah, I think the drone shows are a good option without the.
Oh, it's an amazing idea. Yeah, because, I mean, your dog's, you know, upset. Or I remember even when I had little babies, you know, if they had the fireworks and it would wake up, you know, your child that was sleeping or something. Or, you know, you have, you know, veterans that have PTSD and it's a real problem. And it's environmentally friendly and it's just badass. It's cool.
And it might be cheaper than.
And you can have you can have quiet fireworks too.
Yeah.
You can?
I mean, you can take out the big minimal bangs.
Yeah.
Huh.
But I mean, the flashing lights would probably bother too.
Though. The big huge booms with the big bright light, those are like M80s or those are M4s or whatever it is. That's what those are. Those are huge explosions in the air.
Yeah.
Where other stuff
blowing up too. You know? Yeah, but they're not as fun as the big explosions, and I get it. I mean, fireworks are fun, but this is kind of cool. They can do different patterns.
Fireworks are for the 4th of July, and then if you win the World Series or some shit.
I can think of another time we should be doing fireworks.
We'll be banging pots and pans.
I found... Sorry, Barton, to interrupt you real quick.
You may have found the same thing I did.
Buckeye drone on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that who did it?
Yeah.
Well, that was
good. Yeah, so they had Santa. Part of the drone thing was flying over the clock tower. That was cool.
Oh, man. Did anybody take videos? Is there videos out there? Probably done
YouTube. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, the Buckeye drone website's got, or Facebook page has stuff too.
Oh, good,
Oh, I'll go there.
Skip the stores and come to Cuyahoga Falls Library for the Merrymakers event to learn how to make a plethora of different crafts in the makerspace.
Ooh.
Create tote bags, buttons, pocket pets.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is.
No, that sounds funny.
Hopefully that's kid-friendly. Use the green screen, take a 3D print class, create cork coasters, and so much more. Plus, an open craft bar. Next Saturday, December 13th, 11 to 3.
It's open.
Open craft bar.
Open craft bar. Not
open bar. Open craft bar.
Oh, man.
Open craft.
More pocket pets, quote unquote.
Pocket.
Wink, wink. What's a pocket pet? I need to know.
It's a plethora. You know what a plethora is.
Okay. What are you playing with? I'm just playing with my pocket pet.
Pocket monsters.
Play with my pocket pet.
Okay, sorry.
Again, is that the library news again?
No, but
speaking of library news, also, I was scrolling on the website and found the Library of Things.
What?
And looked, Steve and I looked through all the things. Cool. There are some really cool shit. You know, things that you don't maybe have the money to buy or you only need to use it once, like a sewing machine, but they have like Netflix subscriptions. They have like passes to the Akron Art Museum. They have passes to the zoo. Passes to the Akron Zoo.
Yeah.
That you can rent out. They have so many. Like a packet of four that you can check out
and
for a week.
You can have them for some like a week and then you gotta give it back.
They have the thing you plug into your car to check your
OBD2 code reader.
All kinds of things that maybe you would only tool making things like that. How you go to the library and like look up books.
Yeah.
And go to the makerspace and look up all the things they have in the makerspace. Or not makerspace. Library of Things.
Library of Things.
So yeah, and it's like
pocket pets.
It's a couple hundred, maybe 100 or 200 different things. You just scroll what they've got. It's really cool.
I'm gonna have to check that out. That's an awesome idea. I know that they have some places where you can rent tools, which I think is a really clever idea too.
Yeah.
That's probably a lot. Sounds like kind of like the same concept where you might just need it, like you said, for a bit, and you just want to borrow it and use it and then take it back. What a great idea.
Yeah. So, sorry to segue away from the makerspace events, which I think is super cool too. Steve and I have never used that.
I went in there and used some other stuff. One, that laminator. I went in there and used a laminator for once.
Mm.
All right.
Somebody walked me through it.
Yeah, they have the cool 3D machine It's a really nice place.
It's kind of cool.
I wish
they had a large format printer. That would be amazing.
That would be a great idea. All right. We need to maybe tell somebody who works at the library to maybe put in that idea.
Well, they're not inexpensive, so it wouldn't.
No, they're not.
A rich philanthropist would have to donate it, maybe.
Maybe we'll have something. Well, the mayor, you know, because he's getting all these kickbacks.
Oh, yeah, the kickback.
One kickback to the library. Yeah. All the money he's making.
I'll put in a good word with the mayor.
Yeah. Hey, look, you know you're making all this money from China, so could you just not?
Well, anyway, that would be a super cute cute way to make some gifts that would be free.
Fantastic idea. Yes, and,
yeah. December 13th, 11 to 3. Merry
Makers. That's next Saturday. Oh, that's hard to believe. That's next Saturday, guys. The 13th of December.
Halfway to Christmas.
Anywho.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my gosh.
So someplace new that you might find something to for a gift for the goth in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Located at the former location of Upfront Art Space on Portage Trail, the Haunted Closet.
I want to go into that. I saw Kathy put in the video of it.
Yeah, I want to go there too.
Cool.
Yeah, it looked really neat.
Bring back the 90s goth of me. I'll come back in. Like, I'm home, everybody. I'm home.
And then you'll look around and realize everyone else is your age too.
And we're like, why is everybody so old here?
I was never a goth person, but being a heavy metal person was
together
in a lot of ways.
I was a light goth. I mean, I liked a lot of black. I liked a lot of like that kind of stuff. I wasn't a goth, but that was a little after my time when people were like black-lytic, black everything. But yeah, I would say same. I'm sure it will. I wonder if they have it like in like big girl sizes.
They said, that little clip said size inclusive. So that usually means for the rest of us.
Rest of us, people that have gotten a little older and spread out a little bit more. But okay. Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, it looked really cool. I guess this is the time where I have good news. Does anybody have any good news? Anything good happening?
Well, we talked about the school already.
The school was amazing. Yes. Anybody? Any kind of solar panels? That sound like it's going well. I mean, there's a lot of good things we were talking about. We have so many events here in Cuyahoga Falls for the holiday season. So if you're stuck in your house and your kids are driving you nuts, there's stuff to do with them.
Or kick them out. I'm sorry.
Kick them out. Go, kids.
Make a plug for Andrew Lindy. I think that was his name. You know, Dan Lindy's kid with that little plow truck service. You got that little K car I showed you.
Go ahead. Yeah, talk about it. That was really cool.
I don't know much about it. I was just going to pop that in there. But yeah, he was going around doing like little shoveling projects. And it's like that little K car with a little
plow. The K cars in Japan where they have the little bitty tires. Their tires are like, if you saw them, you would know.
Who is this?
Is a son of a guy I went to school with, a friend of mine back in school. I think it's Andrew Lindy.
Does he live in your neighborhood or around the Falls?
I don't know.
He's in Falls, think.
Yeah, they live around the corner. Okay. Super cute.
He has a little plow attached to his little K car?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. There was a picture. I saw somebody posted. I don't know if it was on Facebook or whatever, but he was down by the clock tower and he has a little cake car with a plow on it.
Is it a truck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm
surprised it doesn't go like this because I know they're real front end heavy.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be surprised too. But I'm like, I don't know. but
we haven't really seen any except
I think they only have like 60 horsepower too. They're not.
Yeah. Well, true K car. Yeah. Was no more than, was it 650 CC motor?
Yeah.
Like a motorcycle. No more than 60 horsepower. Like tires are only like 12 or 13 inches.
But they were driving the little K cars on the freeway in Japan. Yeah. So, I mean, they have some go to them. It's not like
And they have.
I would not want to be one of those on an American freeway. I tell you.
No, I wouldn't want to be one on in Japan freeway either because they're just about as crazy. And you just see these little K cars going and you're like, wind it up. Let's go.
pull it back a mile and let it roll. Yeah. 20. I mean, how's that work?
I'm like, how are you even keeping up? But yeah, it was cool. So yeah, good job. Yeah. I mean, he's younger, right? He looked like he was probably a teenager.
Yeah, I want to say he's 18. I'm not sure if he's 18, 19, 20. Could be.
Dan
still looks like he's 20. So
yeah, I think that if you're looking for somebody to plow your driveway. Yeah,
I'm looking him up here. So he's probably a plow made for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I see his page with pictures.
They're cute. I like it. Hey, guys, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Bart's art. There we go. Back. He's back. He's the best one yet. Good job, guys.
Guess who's back? Back again. Steve is back.
Sorry, Bart.
Things that only entertain us.
So online voting for the parking meters on parade is going through December 14th, next Sunday.
Yay!
Oh, I haven't seen them yet.
There's some really, really creative ones.
I have to drive down and see.
Yeah.
What is your favorite, Bart?
My favorite, and I don't remember who did it. I think maybe the Elks Club did do. But it's down there by the Elks Club, and it's they put a trash can and made Oscar the Grouch out of garland.
That'll be a good one.
And then there's a really cute one made by a Girl Scout troop.
The terrorist group of Girl Scouts that are get my cookies. Okay, here's my money. Just take it. Michael, you're
sorry. This is the legal drug dealers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How many Thin Mints you want? I got you covered.
First one's free. Yes. First
one's free. One of the when we went to the pub crawl yesterday, we were at Oak and Olive, the little speakeasy inside Matoli's. They're one of their holiday drinks was a shot, Thin Mint shot.
Oh,
it was so good. It tasted like good. It was lower on the alcohol content.
Yeah.
So you didn't taste any alcohol. It was quite sweet, but it was like, wow, that's like a Thin Mint.
Yeah, you were gobbling them down.
Dangerous. That sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
Next, the Ohio Shakespeare Festival is presenting Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some. They will be performing every weekend this month. So that includes the weekend after Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And finally, the Junks Building will have its annual last call party on Saturday, December 27th, open to all to visit and/or shop before they close up for the season and revamp the space for next year.
Ooh.
How exciting.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
Kool-Aid Man.
A poor imitation of Obi-Wan as holy.
Obi-Wan as holy.
Sure.
Everybody, have you met my husband, Obi-Wan as holy?
Shut your pie hole. Get off my lawn.
Wow. Oscar the Grouch.
Sheesh.
Find him down on Front Street.
I hate you all. Get off my lawn. Clark, the shitter's full. love that one.
Parking meter.
Parking meter. You're like, you have the thing. Yeah.
Shitter's full.
Merry Christmas, the shitter's full. Have you guys seen any Christmas movies?
Die Hard.
No,
I have not watched Die Hard yet.
I haven't watched, and I haven't watched anything new this year.
It's because there is nothing new. The hallmark of the
same. Well, there really isn't anything new.
I'd like to watch like the Christmas Heist or something, some forgettable movie on.
I keep getting ads for that. I haven't.
I watched it. It was okay. It was entertaining.
Yeah. Huh. It wasn't memorable, though. I watched, oh my gosh, this K-pop demon hunter kind of thing.
So good. On Netflix. So good.
I haven't seen that. Steven liked it.
It was so good. Okay, so.
I liked it, but I was blazed.
Well, then you like it a lot even more. Yeah. The songs were like popping. I watched it and I'm like, this is actually really good. I mean, the storyline was good. The songs were good. I was very impressed with it. If you guys haven't watched it, try it out.
Is it as good as Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
That book was awesome.
The movie was
I only saw the movie and read the book.
The book was not awesome. I was joking. Probably the movie was just about as bad as the book. I remember reading this book and I'm like, what the fuck am I reading? Why am I reading? But I had to finish it.
Speaking of that, I was watching something on Netflix the other day that I watched till the end and I'm like, what?
Why the hell did I do that?
It's the, oh gosh, what's it called? I'm going to tell you in here in a second. It's okay. Something, Dispatches from Elsewhere.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I watched it when it was originally on.
What is it called? Dispatches from Elsewhere? It's bizarre.
It is. It's very bizarre.
Do you have to like pay attention to it? Is it one of those where you're like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's like this group, what is it? Like this group of people all like, well, it was like one of those signs, you know, take a tab, and it was ready for adventure, and it's got like Jason Segel is the only one I can see.
Oh, Sally Field's in it.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. It surprised me that, yeah, it was just, to me, I don't know. It was really strange because it's like they started off with the game thing, then they end up with this other stuff. It was kind of like two different stories.
It really was, yeah.
It was just, I kept waiting. I watched it all. I kept thinking that something's going to make this make sense pretty soon.
And it never did?
No, well, no.
Maybe it's just me.
I like the inspiration. It's basically, it's don't just sit there. Go out, explore life, explore the world.
No, it's scary. I don't like the world.
But it was but people it out just, there. Yeah, I don't think they really. And I think it's based on a truth too, which makes it even weirder.
I don't know, Mike. You just watched a show that was like really a mind fuck for you. What was it? It never solved it. You were telling me about it. You'd come in and like after an episode and say, "Okay, here's what's going on. Here's what I think. What happens?"
House of Dynamite.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I watched that.
Have you seen that Conway West thing?
Oh God!
No. Dude, he was shit. Dude, you should watch that. You need to watch.
It really? What is it on?
Yeah,
it's on Netflix.
Well, they have a thing on which Diddy Netflix now too on Netflix. WB?
Hold on,
they did. Buy
Wait, what? Hold on.
Did they approve it though? Was it approved by?
Oh, it still has to go through a bunch of stuff, but they've already
What we're doing is coming back to like one or two big places fight. To get her. It's like, let's go back to like the cable. I'm like, wait,
instead of streaming, everything's going to be owned by the same place anyway.
Yep.
So it's okay.
Yep.
So you know what I saw that I liked was The House of Guinness on Netflix.
Oh, that did look good.
I watched that. It's going to be another season, but I enjoyed that.
You and I might like that, Mike, because you like Guinness, but it was kind of like the story of the people that.
Yeah. And I had to look up a few things because, you know, you talk about certain things in Ireland back in that time and they'll say words that. I like look up. I'm like, okay, now what does this mean? So there was a few things I had to look up, but it's fictional, but based on true stories, you know. So it was really good. I'm ready for the second season. It's good. I might watch the first one again. Actually,
oh, really? Okay, maybe that's a show we can like. We're always looking for something to watch.
But yeah, there's a lot of historical stuff in it, different things, and then like I said, I looked up things about different the brothers and stuff, and yeah, and it. Jived with what they were saying, even though they said it was fictional, it was still
based on them.
Like, yeah, they said based on true stories, so it must have been like hand-me-down stories, you know. I guess.
Yep. And they got to make it for a TV show,
right? Because they couldn't actually quote people, you know, and say this is exactly what they said. Unless it was letters or something. It's good. I enjoyed it. I'd watch it again.
Excellent.
We want to thank all our listeners for joining us.
We have listeners.
Two.
We have 2 hours to kill.
Here we are.
This is probably going to come out to be like 40 minutes. It always seems to be. Even when I don't cut anything, it seems to be suddenly drink.
Well, yeah. 45 minutes. All right. There you go.
Well, we spend an hour bullshitting and catching up, and then we, you know, and then we get on.
We talk about more bullshits.
Yeah.
Yep. Sidebar. We have a sidebar.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
More tangents than the high school geometry.
Maybe we'll get a podcast before Christmas.
I see what you did there.
Oh. What'd you say, Jen?
Different angle.
That was a protracted response.
Oh, God. I know. Parallelograms.
Sorry. Woo! That was terrible. I said, maybe we'll get one more podcast in this.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. We probably could. We can get our...
We all need to
We'll have to hang out and have a Christmas hangout.
Yes. We should.
Maybe we could have one, like a drinking one.
A drinking
game? Yeah, a drinking.
Drinking game?
Like a mini pub crawl?
Yeah, or like a virtual drinking
We could do that.
Because Kathy likes going out with other people. She hates us, so
yeah.
Just fuck you guys.
I keep seeing her doing things without us. I watch Facebook, and I'm like, I get on Facebook. And like,
oh, don't get on Facebook.
Cool things without me. Oh, yeah, I have been pretty much avoiding Facebook and Instagram. And I'll do the Tiki Talks, but I can scroll through and be like, nope, not interested. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not on TikTok or...
Give me the ASMR, please. I'll watch that all day.
ASMR.
Sappy tappy. Yep.
Which I can't stand.
I hate it.
She hates it, but I'm just like...
The tap is like nails on a chalkboard. I make her turn this shit down because it drives me crazy. I can't take it.
Or the people eating.
I guess. Oh, I don't know. I don't understand that. I can't. I don't know that my brain just like wigs out, man. It goes into that primal stage.
I can tap on our bed and like I can go in there and go.
Yeah, that would drive my brain absolutely insane. I'd be like, "There's no like, what is happening right now?"
Go to sleep. Survival mode activated. Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, have a good week.
Wait, we have to do our whole, like, remember your idea. Yeah. Come on, man.
Way to go, Jen.
Get it together.
Jen says, later, fuckers. I'm out of here.
Bitches.
You are blonde. You're not even worthy of goodbye.
Later, you get out of here, man.
All right.
Yeah, remember, you want to hear, if you have an idea for us, if you... just want to congratulate us on just being awesome.
Yeah,
you
please. Yeah.
You can email us.
At fallsfreepress@gmail.com.
And
That sounded right wrong in my head. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, and always rate and review us.
5 stars.
If you liked it. And until next time, see y'all.
Bye.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.